When we meditate, we're showing goodwill for ourselves, goodwill for the world around us. By training our minds. The Buddha talks about goodwill as a kind of restraint, which is unlike what you hear often, that goodwill is simply an expression of your innate goodness. But the Buddha never talks about innate goodness. He says we have good qualities and we have bad qualities. And the bad qualities tend to have power, so you have to restrain them. Other ways to come out in your actions that harm you, harm other people. So if you really have goodwill for yourself, goodwill for other people, you have to be very careful about what you do and say and think. So restraint is not all that pleasant, but then another reason why we train the mind is to give it an alternative pleasure, the pleasure of having a mind that has settled down, that feels at home right here. When you feel at home, when you don't feel threatened, it's a lot easier to do the right thing, say the right thing, think the right thing. Because you're willing to look at the long term. It's when people are hungry that they don't think about long-term consequences, just think about the immediate problem right in front of them. They're hungry, and they'll take whatever they want. But when they're well-fed, they're more likely to think about the long term. It's the same with the mind. If the mind is well-fed in the present moment with a sense of well-being, just being here with the breath, coming in, going out, then you're more likely to think about the long-term consequences of what you do. You're realizing that, yes, there are some things, some areas where you have to restrain yourself. You can't just trust everything that comes up in the mind, even in a quiet mind. This is how some meditators go crazy. They just believe everything that comes up when the mind is quiet is trustworthy. And that can lead them astray. So if you really care about your happiness and you're sympathetic for the happiness of other people, you've got to show some restraint. You've got to have a questioning attitude toward the things that come up in your mind. Compare them with what you've heard about the precepts, other Dharma lessons you've learned, other lessons you've learned from other people, lessons you've learned from yourself through your own actions. This is why goodwill is also a form of mindfulness. You've got to remember, okay, there are unskillful things that could come up, so you've got to be careful. When you're careful like this, when you're restrained and mindful, that's when you're showing goodwill for yourself and goodwill for others. So if you wonder sometimes, why am I sitting here just watching my breath, saying it's an expression of goodwill for all beings? Because it gives you a good foundation for doing good for you, for yourself and for the people around you.